It's a little after 11 p.m. on 1060 a.m. LUB, home of John Tomcat Luongo, and I'm here broadcasting all of the events and excitement that I'm hearing from the mall. I've got callers coming in. I have people that are calling me up, and I'm talking to people in the stores and on the streets. It's a wonderful time. Make sure you stay tuned. 1060 a.m. Caller, what's going on with you?
Hello, John. This is Steve. I'm out at Rock Pile Liquor right now, looking to get in on this deal they got going on.
And what deal is that there, Steve? Because we want to know about all our sponsors and those great deals that they're offering to the public today.
Right now they're offering 2 40 ounces of malt liquor for the price of one, which is very attractive to me. And then they're also offering some deals off mixers. You know, I like to mix up a little bit of eggnog at the holidays for the family, a little bit of Christmas cheer, you know. So I'm looking to stock up right now while the prices are good.
That's great. And what do you think about it right now? What do you think about the whole experience at the moment?
Well, you know what? I'm not really a big fan of Black Friday. It just seems like a bunch of crazy people trying to bust down doors to get a cheap TV. But I tell you, the place out here now, it's not...
LUB is currently experiencing technical difficulties. Please enjoy this pre-recorded broadcast. For more up-to-date information and past recordings, visit our website. Note that in the event of an emergency, this frequency will broadcast emergency channels. So please enjoy your time in Willamette, the home where LUB lives.
Not too bad. My wife, she told me I had to go out and get that liquor for the party. And I, you know, I'm not minding it too much. I got up early. Well, actually, I didn't even really go to sleep. I'm all bundled up and warm. It's kind of an event atmosphere, you know. Maybe it's just the folks that are out here at the liquor store. But yeah, you know, it's not too bad. It's nice to see the town with the snow and the lights. You know, I'm trying to make the best of it, really.
You know, you get the right idea. I mean, everybody else is trying to bust in and get the best deal on electronics or maybe some toys. You're going there to the liquor store. Get yourself all liquored up so you won't even feel the pain if some lady knocks you over on her way to a TV. I like where you're coming from. I like the attitude you have. And speaking of where you're coming from, where are you from originally? Are you a homegrown boy, or are you from another part of the country?
Actually, originally I'm from Ohio. You know, I come from Ohio, northeast Ohio, back in the, you know, kind of the Rust Belt area. But, you know, manufacturing dried up, and the family moved out here to Willamette. You know, they had some concerns about the place, what with the incident happening and all. But obviously the security, you know, is great around here. That's not going to happen again. So, you know, I'm looking forward to the next step in my life. You know, and it's going to be great. It's going to start with this holiday season, a nice bunch of eggnog. Yeah, I'm making a new start of it here at Willamette.
That's great. You know, I'm most impressed about the fact, as I talk to people, the fact that they have this pioneer attitude about them, this resilience, their ability to say, you know, the past is the past, and I can fight this, I can beat it. I mean, I just love the fact when I hear people like you saying, I'm here, I'm going to take a stand, and I'm going to neglect what happened. I'm going to be aware of it, but I'm going to make something new and better for my family. You're good for us, and we appreciate you being here, Steve.
Yeah, thank you so much, John. You know, I tell you, it's America. It's America. United we stand, divided we fall. And, you know, Willamette was a place that hit some hard times, you know, about the hardest you could hope for. And it's wonderful to be part of that reconstruction, you know.
Yep.
Like I said, I'm gonna get me a little bottle of liquor, have a few drinks perhaps, because it's cold out here. You got to stay warm. Yeah, and then see what else the shopping day brings.
Well, I'll tell you what the shopping day brings there, my friend Stevie Boy. It's going to bring us some commercials from some of our sponsors who are going to tell you about the great deals at the mall. So let's listen to these, and then we'll come right back and continue with our conversation. Here on LUB 1060 AM, John T.C., Tomcat Luongo, here right through the evening, a little bit past 11, and we are just getting going.